J. Marvin, WKZO News. The major problem for General Motors is not an oversized workforce, it's a lack of innovation. This according to Western Michigan University Professor of Management, Dr. Satish Deshpande.
The biggest competition, you talk of Toyota, the products are innovative. And if you look at all the latest technology, it's basically Toyota and Honda that's bringing in the hybrid technology and stuff like that. Now, Ford has come out with hybrid cars, but it's a technology that they have bought from Toyota. So there is no innovation coming out of GM or Ford.
GM has announced plans to cut nearly 30,000 jobs and close a dozen plants. The warmer weather that dominated the Thanksgiving holiday will not stay with us for long, according to the National Weather Service. The forecast calls for widespread snow over the next week, which will combine with high winds to cause hazardous travel conditions. Stay tuned to WKZO for the latest winter weather and school closing information.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
The popular vocal group The Letterman will bring their holiday concert to Miller Auditorium this Saturday night at 9 p.m. The show will include performances from their latest Christmas CD, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Tickets are still available by calling the Miller Auditorium box office at 387-2300 or at MillerAuditorium.com. With the holiday season fast approaching, please take a moment to remember those less fortunate. Join WKZO's Dave Jacquardin this Friday from 3 to 7, as he will be broadcasting live from Crossroads Mall to collect items for Toys for Tots. In sports, WMU's Bill Cubitt was named Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year as he led the Broncos to the biggest turnaround in MAC history. The team went 7-4 in the 2005 campaign, which places them second in the MAC West Division. Cubitt is the first Bronco head coach to win the award since Gary Darnell did it in 2000. The Detroit Pistons play the Nets tonight at 7:30. You can hear that game on our sister station, AM 1470 WKLZ. Finally, the avian bird flu and the higher cost of energy could affect how much you pay for your holiday presents this year, especially if you wish to buy your true love the 12 gifts of Christmas. The price tag for the luxuries rose 6% to over $18,000. Jeffrey Kleintop, an analyst at PNC Bank who compiles the annual study, blamed the raise on a sharp increase in gold prices and the expense of importing three French hens. I'm Jay Marvin for WKZO, when you need to know.